So it's Thursday and we are progressing very well through the week, and I hope you've been enjoying the teachings that I have done for you this week around goal setting, living consciously on purpose and with intent. And I'm really interested to hear how you've been getting on and finding all of the things that I've put together for you this week, and I've been following along with it as well. Definitely gets you thinking, that's for sure. I'm really excited that tomorrow I'm going to be giving you a great visualization, kind of meditation audio to be able to help you really focus in your mind on achieving your goals. But we've kind of built up through little steps today. And to remember, breaking down your goals into baby steps like you did yesterday, that's what I'd be asking you to kind of do every single week now to keep you on track towards those 6 month goals. So all of the steps you've been given here are shorter and more gentle steps, but there are definitely things that you can keep implementing and repeating, and that will get you to those longer goals that you want to achieve. So today I really wanted to talk about factors that hold us back from achieving our goals and then factors that will propel us forward. And I think it's very important for us to look at this, because this really comes down to the mindset, what's consciously going on in our mind and what's subconsciously going on. So a really great way that I would kind of describe the conscious and the subconscious mind is, the conscious mind is what's at the front of your mind. If you just think at the front of your face and feel your forehead and then kind of back to the halfway back to your top of your head. Okay, so say that's your conscious mind. And then if you imagine at that halfway part, there's a little gate sitting there. Okay, so think of like a big gate or like an iron gate. And then from the midpoint of the top of your head just to the back of your head, then that's what I would say called the subconscious. This is how I would describe it. I'm sure there's better analogies for it. And when we think a thought or we think a belief, it comes into our conscious mind, we open the gate, and then it goes back into our subconscious. So it's something that lodges there, for example, for a long time. And generally, we're actually working more often from the back of our mind. And a lot of the thoughts, beliefs, the negative thoughts we have about ourselves, even the positive thoughts we have about ourselves, are actually stored back there. And they're kind of replaying themselves over and over again. And sometimes we get so used to them, we don't even know they're going on. So subconscious is, it's, you're not even probably aware of what has built up in that back part of your brain and through that gate. Now, I would have gone through a period of thinking that whatever was gone through that gate had lodged itself there, and I wasn't able to change those negative thoughts because they've probably been there for so long, I found it very difficult. But I read this really interesting book before that talked about how that the one thought, let's say, that you might have, like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not capable, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not slim enough, I'm really bad at this, I'm just a waste of space, like whatever things you tell yourself, at one point that was a conscious thought at the front of your mind that you allowed to go through that gate and into the back. So as easily as we've placed bad thoughts into the back of our brain and in through that gate, we can actually place positive thoughts in there. Probably take a longer time to do, but it is possible. And I think knowing that you have the power and the control over your thought processes is something that I find is really, really motivating, because you can actually start to reprogram your brain and reprogram your mind for success, for achievement, and more particularly for personal happiness. So I suppose when you're thinking about those thoughts, it's good to get an indication of why they're there, where those thoughts have come from. And as I always say, a belief or a thought is just that, a belief or a thought. It doesn't actually mean it is true. It doesn't even mean that it's real. But for you, in those moments that it comes up, it definitely is real and it definitely is true. And whatever you believe to be true for yourself is how your life will manifest itself. If I believe that I'm not good enough, then I won't be good enough. And there I go. And I might be going through my life being very good at a lot of things, but I can't see it or believe it. So it is not true for me. So that's the first part I wanted to talk to you about. What's in the subconscious mind and what can you replace? And every time you're trying to put something positive in there and repeating it to yourself over and over again and working that, it gets into that subconscious mind until a part of you actually starts to believe it, which will be amazing. One of the other factors then that I wanted to talk about was the element of sabotage and procrastination. So when that subconscious mind is going along and trying to do different things, it could be full of fear, it could be full of negativity. And oftentimes when we have those more negative thoughts going on in our mind or negative beliefs, we tend to do things that are going to stop us in our tracks. One of those things is procrastination. And procrastination in simple terms is pleasure versus pain. So for example, and this is quite a trivial example, but I know I should go to the gym and do exercise, But I don't actually like the gym, and to get up and to go out in the cold and get into the car and go down and get changed and everything feels kind of painful. It doesn't feel pleasurable. Sitting on the couch or sitting at home might feel more pleasurable than putting the television on. So we equate it to that. A lot of people say when they're procrastinating that they're lazy. Laziness has nothing to do with it. It's what we deem to be painful versus pleasurable. So for example, you might be stopping yourself actually going and meeting somebody if it's what you really want to do, because you may have had a painful past relationship experience, so it feels relationship to you equals pain. So it's more pleasurable, even though it's not enjoyable, but your brain deems it to be more pleasurable to stay on your own and protect yourself. You might be in a really negative job and want to get out of it, but you've gone through so much pain in your current job, you don't really see how there's going to be pleasure in anything else in another job, so you're better off just staying where you are. This is what we do, and that's ultimately what procrastination is about. So I'd ask you to look at if you're experiencing that, and this is where it's coming from. What you need to do to overcome that is really look at, is this going to be painful? Is a bit of pain or uncomfortableness, which is really what it is, going to be worth getting me to the place that I'm going to be? Because ultimately, it might be pleasurable for me to sit on the couch and watch television, but it's going to be more painful for me not to go to the gym and stay in a position where I don't feel good in my body, or if I'm putting on weight and those kind of things. The next thing is self-sabotage, which is when we're so fearful of something happening, or we don't feel good enough, or the rake of negative beliefs that we have, that we actually decide to ourselves that we would stop ourselves in our tracks. So for example, and I've been very good at this in the past, an opportunity will come up. We're really excited about the opportunity, but inside we're really nervous. So we might kind of say, oh, it's actually not the right time for this. Or we'll find some rake of excuses of why we shouldn't do the certain thing. And we stop ourselves and we hold ourselves back. The relationship might be another one. We could meet somebody lovely and we're just so fearful it's going to end up in pain that we start to pick at all the things about the person, or make excuses of why we can't meet them, or start to even in instances become a little bit more needy, that it actually turns the person off us and we sabotage it. And we can do this in so many different parts of our life. Again, subconsciously, we don't even realize it. So today it's about looking at what's in your conscious mind, what can go through the gate, what can go into the subconscious mind. Are you procrastinating? Are you self-sabotaging yourself? And then we've got to look at why you are driving yourself forward. What propels you to want to have goals? Is it just as simple as it would just feel so much better to be in a better feeling place and a better state and a better existence? Absolutely, we all want to be there. But change is not easy. It's not easy. So what are your drivers? Why right now? And I was getting you to look at this earlier in the week in your SMART goals. Like, why do you want this? What is the reason you want to achieve these goals? And that's what you hold up there when you're procrastinating, when you're sabotaging, when you're sitting down and saying, I can't do it, when you're allowing the negative thoughts. Go back to your why. Why am I doing this? How will my life be? How great am I going to feel? And find your motivation through that. Sometimes that's not enough and we just stop back, but you won't get change without stepping outside of your comfort zone. The comfort zone is where we are now. It's the stagnancy. It's the same kind of repetitive energy. It's comfort. It's not happiness. It's comfort and it's routine. So that's probably a bit of a, I'm just thinking my tone of voice is probably a bit harsh there, but it's just to kind of drive these factors home. Have a think about this. I know it's been a bit of a longer audio today, but there's not really any homework except just to have a little think about it. Tomorrow we're going to have a beautiful, gentle, very positive visualization as we finish up the week here, and to really bring you into that fabulous, beautiful feeling state of imagining yourself at your goals in 6 months. So look, if you have any questions in the meantime, please do get in touch with me. And you know, go back and listen over the last couple of days if you need to refresh your mind on anything. And I really look forward to connecting to you tomorrow. Have a great day.